Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is the gift that broke you up? 1-800-947-3979. I assume anyone who dated Kelly will have one of these. No, it's just for your family.
I gave a bad gift to somebody one time. We broke up right after.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Before we, if you want, before we do that, we talked about releasing balloons, the people that found that old bottle with it in there. Mm-hmm. We got this 50 text.
Years, 50 years old.
Yeah. I graduated from high school in 2004. On grad night, the parents had the idea for us to put messages in balloons and let them go at the top of the hill in the little town called Door. The only problem was they didn't use helium. Every single one of the balloons just walked up to the ground immediately and blew away in the wind. Aww. We basically littered.
Yeah.
We all felt bad, and most of us acted like we enjoyed it because we knew the mom who put it together was going to be so disappointed.
Huh.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
It's really bad.
How did you
You
not
just blew
see
them
that?
Up with your mouth and then let the wind take them across the ground next. Great if you're the person who owns the property right next door. Like, thanks a lot for your garbage.
Oh, my God. That Cleveland thing?
Yeah.
The balloons?
Yeah.
Three guys died because of that, this text says. Their boat capsized on the lake, and rescue crews couldn't find them because of all the balloons.
No.
I remember hearing
That's
about,
why
I
you're
remember
not supposed to dress
that,
like a hot air balloon when you go out in a boat.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What?
And I think those were regular balloons, but...
Yeah. True. Well, it's still hot air balloons are very colorful, like true. Regular balloons hot wings.
Right.
Read a book.
They might have been able to find them if they looked like Tony the Tiger.
All right, let's get to gifts that broke you up. Kelly, you think your gift broke up you and somebody you dated?
We had been dating off and on for a couple years, and we were on the way out for sure.
Okay.
And I'd gone to Colorado the week before their birthday, and they really liked pugs. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just get them something like pug related from Colorado. I know I didn't invite them out there. I went for like a music festival with a bunch of other friends. And I brought them back some pug salt and pepper shakers. And they looked at me and they were like, look, I get that this is something that's cutesy to you. But I like when my birthday was coming up, they told me what they'd planned out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's really, really sweet. And I looked right at them and I was like, I couldn't even think of what to put in your card. You know, I don't think we like each other the same. I bought you pug salt and pepper shakers, and you were like planning a whole thing for me.
Yeah,
so.
that's a great example, though.
Uh-huh.
You can tell the truth.
Oh, it was bad.
Gift that broke you up. This text. My ex-boyfriend, who I was dating for 5 years for Halloween one year, gave me a present, and inside the present was tickets to my favorite band. Alongside the tickets was a pregnancy test that was positive from my best friend. That's how he told me they were both cheating on me, and they got. And they got pregnant together.
Oh.
Not only did I lose my boyfriend, but now I had nobody to go with a concert to because I would have taken my best friend if not him.
That's not a good
man.
What?
You didn't
that's
that,
a real
right?
jerk way to tell someone that you're breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, at least you got concert tickets. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, you got that, but.
I mean, I'm sure there are other people who found out that same information without the tickets.
Do you get the tickets back? Or do you at least keep them?
Hell no,
the
you keep the tickets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one, didn't break you up, but this person from the 315, my father gave me a pair of socks one year. That was the gift. Another time he gave me a foot long piece of 1x10 and told me it was a cutting board. Everyone knew it wasn't a cutting board.
just an errant piece of 1x10.
Like a piece of trim.
It's not even a big cutting board. That's a real little guy.
I was dating a girl that I met on Tinder. We had been dating 6 or 7 months, and it was fine. On my birthday, which is July 31st, she gave me a knitted Marvel blanket. I don't like superheroes.
Did she knit it?
Unclear. I kind of think so. It was my senior year in college. I got the tracksuit, and the ugliest thing I picked out for my girlfriend. She's a bit older than I was, and she's expecting a diamond ring. But I gave her that tracksuit. It was kind of a pastel purple and pink and the mixed up type thing, and she was not happy. In the conversation later that day, she said, where would you go if you didn't have me to come home to every night? And I said, well, I guess I'd go back to my hometown. And she said, well, go and take the tracksuit.
Take the tracksuit.
Bought a girl who was expecting a ring a tracksuit? And it's like you bought an ugly one on purpose.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is not even in the same zip code, let alone ballpark.
Let's see. My ex put one of his old t-shirts in a box and gave it to me for my birthday. Then when I didn't act super excited, he accused me of being materialistic and snotty.
Oh, you can't do that.
No. First of all, something old of yours is not a gift.
No. You just give that to a person on a random day. Like, oh, you really like it? All right, we'll keep it. Hey, it's not a gift.
Oh, this one's nice. In 2022, I took my ex-wife to a five finger Death Punch concert. That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she met the man she eventually cheated on me with and got pregnant with.
Oh, man. Joke's on you.
Man, that is a bummer.
Yeah, it turns out that gift was bad in a weird way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I gave my ex herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. That's from the 517. That, I believe, is a crime, right?
If you knowingly gave it to them, but.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, this is a terrible one. My unemployed ex-husband had an obsession with spending money, especially on knives. Okay, so he just loves knives. Forgot my birthday one year. When he realized he forgot, suddenly he had a gift for me. It was a knife that he had already bought for himself.
God.
With my money. I served him divorce papers the next day.
Good choice.
Wow.
This
quick
one,
turnaround.
Uh-huh. My boyfriend gave me a bath bomb and a pink Yeti wine cup for Christmas. Fine.
I mean, lame.
Pretty lame.
Lame, but.
I staunchly never take baths, and I've never owned anything pink in my adult life, and anyone who knows me knows that I'm not a pink gal.
Okay. All right. This
also,
is really bad.
Also, I don't drink wine. When I finally say, hey, none of these reflect anything about me, he said, oh, I know. My mom gave them to me as a gift, and I didn't want them.
Yeah.
And
that's
then he
that's
gave
so
me a,
much worse than clueless.
And then he said, better than nothing, right?
No.
Not really.
No, that would be like somebody giving me a pair of high heel shoes. Like, what am I going to do with those? I don't wear them. Nonsense.
I had a guy one time for my birthday who he got this gift card for Christmas. It was one of those like Visa gift cards, but you have to, it's reloadable. Like you can use it like an ATM card. So when you set it up, you have to do like your social security number and all of this. And I remember when he got it and went to sign up for it and everything, he was like, oh, this is a pain in the butt. I'll deal with it later. So then when my birthday rolls around 8 months later, he's running around all day. And so he shows up late to dinner with a card that just, you could tell was hastily thrown together, gives it to me. And I recognized that this gift card was the same gift card,
no.
But I played dumb. And so then I went to set it up and it wasn't working for whatever reason, or it was saying that the balance on it, it was like $100 gift card to start. The balance on it was like $40 or like $40.02.
Yeah, because some weird number.
Because if you didn't activate it, it would start like chipping away at the balance on it. And so I asked, I was like, hey, you know, this card that you got me, did you buy it the other day? Because there's something wrong with it. And he looks at me and he's like, yeah. And I was like,
do you have the receipt?
Yeah. I was like, I don't think it is. I think it's the one that you got for Christmas, isn't it? And he went, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, okay, cool.
Great effort.
Thank you so much.
Great effort.
Mm-hmm.
I told my ex I was getting her something that comes in a box for her birthday. Then I got her a DVD copy of The Emperor Gets His Groove Back. She thought it was going to be a ring and dumped me that day.
Yeah.
Okay, is it really The Emperor Gets His Groove Back, where it's like a crappy version of The Emperor's New Groove, which already is like a B-list movie?
Oh, no, it was
movie.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Okay.
I just said
okay.
the wrong thing.
Yeah, you're combining that with like Stella Gets
Her Groove Back.
Yeah.
Stella, the new emperor, got her groove.
It's got
again.
The word groove in it. I don't know.
I thought it was just an off-brand of The Emperor's New Groove, which is already like an off-brand DreamWorks film or something. Got David Spade in it, though. It's a classic. It's fantastic.
Yeah, right? It didn't break me up, but for my girlfriend's birthday, I paid off her credit card debt.
thing.
She didn't like that. She thought it was a very mean thing. Like, that doesn't make sense.
What, overstepping your bounds or something?
A mean thing?
All right, tell me what you think about this one. I strictly wear silver minimalist jewelry.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend kept buying me gold statement pieces. Mm-hmm. I called him out and said, after the first few, and I said, hey, just so you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't really wear things like that. And he said, I know, I want to see you in more stuff like that. So I dumped him immediately. That's two stubborn people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd say, who's most at fault? Like, is it 50-50? I think it's 75-25.
I think her communicating her needs and him blatantly ignoring them.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mostly him.
Yeah.
But I think her using
that
I called him out for it.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sound very grateful either, but.
No, I think you're
get
right.
Get stuff that people like, not what you want them to be. That,
right.
That's a very insulting message.
Well, it's kind of a sideways way to buy a gift for yourself.
Yep.
So, yeah. Like, I get it. But if they say no, you should let that go.
This one. Our first Christmas together, I got him a custom-made 3D-printed action figure of himself. I designed matching packaging and paid extra for the version where you could record a message on it. And recorded what he once told me would be his entrance music. He got me groceries.
Oh.
Hmm.
Literally groceries. They sat unrefrigerated under the Christmas tree for 2 days before I opened them in front of my family, who knew all about the action figure I got him. It was humiliating.
So he got you stuff that should be in the refrigerator, like milk?
Not only is that a bad chicken? Gift. That's a stupid person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's really a dumb person.
Genuinely stupid person.
Yeah, I mean, if that isn't followed up immediately with a hearty laugh and a real gift, then, yeah, you've just really blown it.
Or a ring stuffed inside a pizza bagel or something.
Like, my God.
Got me golden grams and ham? That's weird.
Ridiculous.
This one, my ex-husband loved boiled eggs. He bought his brother an egg boiler and his mom an egg boiler. They're big boiled eggs. They're a big boiled eggs family. He then bought me one last Christmas.
Wow.
I hate boiled eggs. And it turns out I'm not a big fan of my ex-husband either.
Yeah, again, that's buying a gift for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be a gift. Mm-mm. Like, I've dated people before where I went, hey, would it be okay if I got a coffee maker or something like that I could leave here, but not as a gift. You just ask because it's going to take up some space.
Okay, this is a super trashy one. Ready? From the Tri-Cities in Washington, 97 Rock. My ex bought a bunch of porn DVDs, not for me as a gift, but he bought porn DVDs. I'm leading with that because he did this in 2017. Yeah, the age of the internet. Now, the porno DVD market is grateful for any and all purchases, so when you bought the DVDs, they included a free mini bottle of massage oil.
Oh, that's nice.
I got the massage oil as my birthday present.
Mm. Nice, the porno massage oil.
Oh,
so you've got a boyfriend in 2017 who's still like, porno on DVD is the only way to go.
Oh, man.
And then your gift was massage oil he got for free with them.
Maybe he was just a prepper. Prepping for, you know, the inevitable collapse of society and
the internet's internet.
The internet's down. That guy's going to be laughing in your face.
He is.
Free beer. Don't judge him.
Yeah, he's still got a DVD player.
She just texted again. Fun bonus. When I kicked him out, his mom came to collect his things. He was 31. I put the DVDs at the top of the box with the massage oil.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
That's a good move. I think that's very fair.
You have to do it that way.
1-800-947-3979. I am allergic to peanuts. My throat swells. I had an ex who I was with for 6 months who bought me peanuts as a Valentine's gift. He said it was the only thing he could think of.
Wow. Like, okay.
Did he hate you?
Yes. I mean, I know it's the one thing you're allergic to, but now it's all it's on in my head.
Boy, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty surprised. It seems like more guys are buying bad gifts than women. That is shocking, isn't it? Well, I can hardly believe it.
Yeah. Once again, the number of times I have benefited from the stupidity of other men is
amazing.
They
set the bar real low.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Thanks, losers.
Yeah.
For propping us up.
So much so.
Without you, I'd be a loser, too. But you've lowered the bar so much. just for trying.
Yeah.
Like a reward. On the way, more gifts that caused you to break up. 1-800-947-3979.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.